What is this anxiety? It's a fear of the unknown. You think something bad is about to happen, a calamity is about to befall you. Causes high blood pressure, tension, palpitations, headaches, a feeling of impending doom, and a constant worry on your mind. Now, some people have certain traits, personality traits, which make them more prone to depression. Let me give you an example. Sometimes people are very self-conscious. Maybe somebody has a scar on their face, or they have some sort of cosmetic blemish, or maybe as simple as the shirt they're wearing has a broken button. Now, they become extremely conscious of this. So they could be sat in a gathering, and in that gathering, although everybody else is listening to the speaker and listening to the bayan, all the way through, this particular person, who is very self-conscious, is just worried about his broken button, or the size of his shirt, or the colour of his shirt, or the fact that he doesn't fit in. And this causes anxiety, and it plays on the mind. Maybe they're not happy with their child and the way that the child is behaving. And this causes them worry and anxiety. And this is a weapon of the shaitan, because the devil actually works very hard to try and keep you in a state of depression and make it worse. Why? Because when you're happy, you won't miss your salah. When you're happy, you will read the Quran. When you're happy, you will go out of your way to help others. When you are in a good mood, then you will do acts of zikr and worship of Allah Azza wa Jal, and you'll live a very fruitful life, which is the purpose of our creation, to worship Allah Azza wa Jal and to be nice to others. But when the shaitan gets us into a state of mind where we're just depressed and upset, then we all know what we do. Anybody who messes with us, they will see the wrath. And anybody who crosses my path, he needs to wear protective clothing, because I'm going to burst out. I'm going to lose my temper. And all of this is caused by this inner anxiety. A lot of people on the top, they may seem calm, cool and collective, but underneath burns this fire of frustration, of anxiety, of fear, of anger. And when this surfaces, then you realize that this person was really suffering from deep depression. So one of the waswasas of the shaitan, one of the whispers of the shaitan, is to try and make your anxiety, your depression, more chronic, more permanent, so that it can keep you away from the worship of Allah Azza wa Jal. And even if he can't stop you praying your 5-time salah, he will stop you praying your nafli ibadat, your extra obligatory prayers. If he can't stop you doing that, he'll stop you helping others. And this is the way that he works. Depression, frustration, anxiety, pain, disillusion are all natural feelings. They're all part of being human. They're part of our character. But it is incumbent upon us to analyze these and to build our character by controlling our emotions. This is a skill. And it's a skill that is crucial we learn. The more we learn about our feelings, the more we ponder upon them, the more we analyze them, the stronger you become. And they're there for a specific reason. And that reason is to make you a better person. Because when you are able to control your emotions for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal, and abide by the commandments of Allah Azza wa Jal, and not to worry about things which are beyond your control, then your character develops. And one of the best remedies is to think about your present rather than worrying about the past or brooding over the future. Now, what a lot of people do is that when they get depressed, all they see is darkness around them. Let me give you an example. Say it's a really nice, bright day. The sky is blue, the sun is shining, the grass is green, everything is beautiful. But if you put on strong red-tinted glasses, what color would the sky be? Red. What color would the green grass be? Red. What colour would the trees and the plants and the beautiful flowers be? Red. Reason? Because you have now got a veil over your eyes that is making everything red. In exactly the same way, the world is actually beautiful. The creation of Allah Azza wa Jalla is magnificent. It's there to be admired by you. It's there for you to look at it and say, wow, my creator is so amazing. And yet all you see, where there is a garden and beautiful buildings and everything else, is a dilapidated castle and ruins. And that is the dangerous mindset that the shaitan gets us in. Life has its ups and downs, but it's all about dealing with those and having the strength to accept the will of Allah Azza wa Jalla.